Welcome back to Eco Talk. And, well, how do we save the planet? One home at a time, one community at a time, one city at a time. There's a new book out called How Green Is Your City? It's from our friends at Sustain Lane. And we're going to talk to the lead author, who is not a stranger to this program. Warren Karlenczyk has been on Eco Talk before. He is the chief strategy officer of Sustain Lane. Welcome back to Eco Talk.
Thanks, Betsy.
So you put it into a book. I know that you've had yearly rankings. I guess you finally felt there was enough information and enough interest in this kind of data that it warranted a book.
Absolutely. We thought the book format, and it's published by New Society Publishers out of Canada. Ironic that a Canadian publisher has to publish a book about U.S. cities. All the better. And, you know, it has an index. It has extra chapters forward by Paul Hawken about why cities are really the best new form of, as he called it, one of the best forms of birth control, and really offer promise worldwide for a better environment and a better economy and the reduction of global climate change.
Best form of birth control. I can't let that one go by because I'm not quite sure I know what it means, but it's intriguing. How so?
Well, it means that people move from the country into the city, and they're doing so in great number all around the world, and they can't just, they don't need to have families with, you know, 10 or 8 or 6 members to help on a farm or to help do chores because it's just impractical in the city, and people have to live more resource efficiently when they're in urban areas.
I see. Okay. So what is the greenest city in the land? Give us the top three.
The top three, the number one city is Portland, Oregon, and Portland just has a lot of great programs across the board, great citizen participation. They were the first city really to combat global climate change with carbon emission programs. They're increasing public transit all the time, great local food programs. I could just go on and on. Same with Seattle. Seattle's really a leader with Mayor Greg Nickels with the Mayor's Climate Protection Act. And there are now almost 500 cities across the United States following his lead to try to reduce global climate change causing carbon emissions.
So where is Seattle ranked? Oh, Seattle's number two?
Seattle's number two, right. And then number three is San Francisco, which has, you know, some of the best waste reduction programs in the nation. They're shooting for zero waste and have great solar and renewable energy programs, good public transportation, and good sustainability management and planning.
What is it about the West Coast, the Left Coast, the Green Coast?
Well, the West Coast has always been a leader in things like recycling. That started in Berkeley, you know, things like local food and farmers markets. Took off really in places like Seattle with the Pike Place Market and in San Francisco with the Ferry Building Market. The knowledge about renewable energy really is in the West Coast more than the rest of the nation. Oakland has 17% of its energy from the grid coming from renewable sources, including wind and solar. New York City, for instance, has zero. So does Philadelphia and a lot of other eastern cities.
I'm just flipping through here. I see Atlanta, Georgia, which has had tremendous growth. Many say too much growth. Number 38, are they starting to address some of their ecological pressure?
Well, Atlanta's interesting. They are, in one regard. They're the leader in green buildings right now, green
really?
Buildings per capita, which is one of the metrics that this book has. And Atlanta, but in other categories, sustainability management, global climate change, carbon inventories, they're really not doing much right now, as far as I know. That could be changing. On a week-to-week basis, these things change, it seems.
So you rank the top 50 greenest cities in the United States?
Well, actually, we looked at the largest 50 U.S. cities and ranked them according to how sustainable or green they were. The top 10 are green cities, more or less. The bottom cities are anything but green cities.
I
the ones
see.
Ranking 40 or 48 or 50, you know, the Detroits of the world or the Oklahoma cities or the Indianapolises. Those are not green cities by any stretch of the imagination. Many of them have almost zero public transportation. They have no programs addressing climate change. They have almost zero green buildings. And they have a big challenge ahead of them.
And you had a big challenge. This is not an easy thing. Very ambitious to come up with the metrics to measure cities since there's so many different layers and aspects. I suppose it'll get easier now that groups like yours have established a way to, you know, measure greenness.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We wanted to draw a line in the sand. And instead of having people say, yeah, that city's kind of green or that one isn't, we wanted to show with data and statistics just how green they were and measure them against each other so there could be an objective measure. And that's how the cities are using this study, citizen groups, the city government themselves, and politicians, others are looking to this for a guidepost. And we're really pleased about that.
And what is the purpose? What do you hope will be done with this book?
hope that people will look at this and try to improve, try to move up in the rankings. And we're already seeing that. Houston, which was at the bottom of our rankings a few years ago, has now moved up a bit, and we have a site, sustainlane.us, for best practices for state and local government officials and sustainability. And Houston has contributed more than any other city, I believe, as of this date. So they're really trying to get on the ball here and be very proactive in moving forward in these rankings and really just improving the quality of life and the economy for their city.
We just have a minute left, but I suspect there's also an educational factor here that cities can learn from one another.
Well, absolutely. Cities can learn from one another. They're doing that. They're using these rankings to compare their metrics, how they're performing in different areas, everything from green building, which I mentioned, sustainability management. But also universities are starting to use this as a part of their curriculum. The Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania is using this. There's a book coming out with a chapter focused on this study in this book this summer. New York University, a graduate program in planning and land use, is using this study. So others are taking these metrics to heart and trying to figure out, you know, what can be done in the future to improve life based on these simple numbers.
Warren Karlencik, thank you so much for your ambitious and important work. There's a new book out. It's called How Green Is Your City? It's by Sustain Lane, and that's where Warren Karlencik works. And we'll be back right after the news break.